You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get a podcast. All right, it's going to be a quick wrap, just like yesterday, all through this week as we cover India AI Impact Summit in Delhi. So let's get straight into the top stories. First up, the AI coding race and a startup that's scaling at breakneck speed. We're talking about Emergent. In fact, venture capitalist Vinod Khosla has said that AI vibe coding startup Emergent is among the fastest growing companies he's ever seen. Speaking to Money Control on the sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi, Khosla said Emergent is doing phenomenally well. It is one of the fastest growing companies that he has seen, and it is growing faster than the fastest company that he has seen before. Now, Emergent reportedly hit $50 million in annual recurring revenue on January 20th, 2026, and doubled that to around $100 million in less than a month, according to Khosla. Now, Khosla Ventures, in fact, led the company's $70 million funding round, which also saw participation from SoftBank, Prosus, and Lightspeed. Again, on how he evaluates investments, especially in India, Khosla said that it's simple. Firstly, they have to be a great founder operating in a great market. Those are the only two things I look at, is what he has said. What's the market and how good the founder is? I quote what he has said. What's the market and how good the founder is? It doesn't matter which area they're in. We don't have rules, is what he said. He also said India's IT services companies will need to reinvent themselves by 2030 as AI is reshaping the global tech landscape, adding that firms will have to do something dramatically different to remain relevant. Now, to AI in healthcare, Roy Jacobs, global CEO of Philips, told Money Control in an interview with, our co-host Chandra Srikant, who's right now in Delhi, that AI in healthcare is no longer a future promise, but already embedded in daily clinical practice. Now, what's great about AI in healthcare is that it's already being used today. It's not a promise anymore. It's finding its way into daily practice, is what he said. Now, Jacobs highlighted India's central role in this transformation. He said, and I quote, India has traditionally been a very strong software innovation hub for Philips globally. A significant part of our AI and data science work is done in India now, is what he said. Now, he described India as offering a unique combination of scale in healthcare demand and deep engineering talent. He said again, and I quote, one hand, India pushes the boundaries of healthcare delivery because of the scale and access challenges. On the other, it has incredible engineering capabilities and innovation talent that makes it powerful innovation ground. All right, from hospitals to code editors, the AI coding race is also accelerating globally. Even today, we had a news on Emergent. Now we are talking about Replit, which was founded in 2016 and has seen its valuation triple to around $3 billion, with annual revenue rising from $2.8 million to about $150 million. Now, the company has over 40 million users globally, with India as its second largest market by active users. Now, co-founder and CEO Amjad Masad, in an interview with me, told that two kids in India can now build and compete with Salesforce. It wasn't even possible a year ago. This is what he said. He basically means that value is not being erased with coding and other innovation. It is being distributed now, suggesting that AI is creating new categories of niche software rather than simply eliminating existing players. In fact, they had an announcement today to deepen its India presence. Replit has partnered with Razorpay to integrate payments directly into its development workflow, which basically allows Indian developers to monetize apps using UPI and cards without handling complex APIs. Masad also spoke a lot on AI bubble, vibe coding, how the demand is for vibe coding startups, and much more on Indian IT stocks shakeup. So please do check out the full interview on the website. Meanwhile, Indian IT stocks saw a surge today after comments from Infosys co-founder Nandan Nilekani and Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei boosted investor sentiment. That's what it looks like. Speaking at Infosys AI Investor Day, Nilekani addressed concerns around AI disrupting IT services. He said, and I quote, that in his view, there is no opportunity gap. AI is fundamentally good for companies like Infosys, so don't get distracted by that, is what he said. He added that the real challenge lies in execution. Now, it's not an opportunity risk, it's an execution risk, he said, noting that while model performance is improving rapidly, enterprise deployment remains still very difficult. Now, he said that the technology is far ahead of its deployment. Now, he also said that writing code will no longer be the primary objective for software professionals as AI changes how software is built and deployed. Talent transformation, he noted, will be central to navigating this shift. All right. Zoho founder and chief scientist Sridhar Vembu echoed a very similar theme around AI adoption in India. Speaking to Moneycontrol again, Vembu said India's AI ecosystem is gaining momentum, pointing to domestic players like Sarvam AI. He said, and I quote, Sarvam AI coming out is really good. What is coming out now is good because it is affordable. Is what he said, basically appreciated the startup. Vembu added that AI will eventually be commoditized and widely accessible. And today, AI can write code really well, he said, noting that Indian IT companies are already close to global customers and could integrate AI solutions quickly if they move fast. All right, finally, big money is flowing into AI infra. We saw about the announcement yesterday. Mumbai-based AI cloud services startup Nesa, which has raised about $1.2 billion in a mix of equity and debt from Blackstone, along with TVS 361 Assets and Nexus Ventures. Today, the co-founder and CEO, Sharad Sanghi, spoke to Moneycontrol in an interview and has said that the capital creates a war chest as demand accelerates across enterprises, startups, and government initiatives like the India AI Mission itself. He cited that the recent announced tax holiday for data centers until 2047 is a big tailwind. With the government announcing tax holiday, a lot of global cloud providers and frontier labs are looking to enter India for interfencing, and we are, that is NESA, is hoping that they also do a large offtake from this announcement. Now, Sanghi added that I'm confident that we will more than triple our revenue next fiscal year, though he did not disclose exact or current figures. NESA, remember, plans to expand its GPU capacity as well from 1,200 to about 20,000 units over the next 18 months, betting on a sharp rise in AI compute demand within India. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech Tree from Moneycontrol. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters in the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you, listeners. We air every weekday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilipkumar signing off.
You are listening to Moneycontrol's Tech Tree podcast.